Good morning, everyone. So last night I was doing something I really enjoy doing, looking at the front pages of old newspapers. You know, sometimes you can see facsimiles online.
You look at front pages of old newspapers?
Well, you know, in the 1920s,
okay,
obscure, what we might think of today, developments in theoretical physics were actually pretty regular news stories. Right on the front
page.
Oh, yeah,
they were all, you know, world of tomorrow at the World's Fair.
Well, I mean, from relativity to quantum mechanics, all front page stories, announcements of new particles, antimatter, the possibility of time travel, the promises of those early days of theoretical physics were pretty tantalizing, and they were news. But for most experimental scientists, they were unrealized. Only today have scientists been able to build machines that are really able to test theories scratched out decades ago that predict what matter and energy look like in the extreme states. I mean, we mean really extreme, not like, you know, in being in the studio in the morning.
Right.
Really extreme states, where cosmologists, those are the beginning of the universe folks, believe everything began. Small step toward that ended yesterday, and you can hear the pent-up angst of some folks who haven't been outdoors much lately as the Large Hadron Super Collider nailed it. So, Lisa Randall, professor of theoretical physics at Harvard University, do you wish you were over there at CERN in Switzerland where the Super Collider nailed it?
Well, it's exciting to be there, but really, we all know what's happening, and we can be excited back home as well.
So it's a calm form of excited for you.
Well, we're also waiting eventually to think about physics, and we're certainly all talking about it, talking about what it could mean, what we should be thinking about. So we kind of want to do things as well. We don't need to be there we're doing theory. We don't need to be there at the buttons. We can still think about this stuff going on.
Lisa Randall is up at Harvard University. She's the author of Warped Passages, Unraveling the Mysteries of the Universe's Hidden Dimensions. And she's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But James Gillies is the spokesman and researcher at CERN, who we talked to a moment ago. He's actually there. Can you see this machine from your office?
Well, just about. I mean, I'm about 100 meters, 100 yards away from where it is, but it's underground, actually. It's buried underground, so I can tell you where it is, can see where it is, but I can't actually see it right now.
And just we should remind people, it's a gigantic racetrack surrounded by incredibly intense magnets that contains a channel for particles to zip around at near the speed of light and then whack into each other, right?
That's right. It's about 17 miles around, 100 yards just about underground, and it's two tubes going in opposite direction, carrying these protons and colliding them in four places around the ring.
Now, news stories say that the energy levels achieved this week get closer to what the conditions were like right after the Big Bang. I mean, what does that mean in terms that we can understand? I mean, how near to the Big Bang are you, and what kind of voltages, what kind of energy levels?
Well, it all gets very weird when you get down to the energies of these really, really tiny particles, because in absolute terms, the energy on a particle is about what you'd feel if a fly flew into your nose. It's not very much, but you're concentrating that on a single proton, so something that's, you know, 1,000 million times or something like that smaller than a fly. And it's that concentration of energy that gives us access to some very big questions about the universe, the beginning of the universe, how it evolved, and how it is today.
James Gillies is a spokesman for CERN, where the Super Collider has made some amazing sort of energy breakthroughs this week, and we're discussing that with Lisa Randall, professor of theoretical physics at Harvard University. What are the big questions that matter to you, and is your work as a theoretical physicist in some sense on the line over there at CERN?
Well, there's sort of very big questions, and then there's questions that we think are going to be answered in the near future. We're trying to understand at the very basic level what it is that is at the core of matter, what are the forces through which they interact, and what explains those properties. What we're hoping is going to happen at the Large Hadron Collider is that we'll get a better understanding about how elementary particles acquire their mass. I mean, that sounds strange, perhaps, but it turns out that it's not a simple thing for particles to get mass, and something called the Higgs mechanism is involved, and we will hope to find some type of particle associated with that called the Higgs boson.
Well, speaking of which, let's listen to Peter Higgs speaking back in 2007 about the importance of experimental verification of his theory, and as you say, Lisa Randall, the particle that's named after him. Listen.
As a theoretician, of course, I find the mathematical structure of this kind of theory very satisfying. But on the other hand, if it's not verified experimentally, it's just a game. It has to be put to the test.
So, Lisa Randall, is Higgs' theory being put to the test? What's the possibility that his boson, as you describe it, this particle, will actually be discovered at these energy levels?
Well, we there's two things that go into discovering a Higgs particle. One is the energy, and one is how many events do you actually have, how many events are colliding, how many protons are colliding. So there's, at the energies that are available now, we can definitely make a Higgs. And the question is to get enough collisions. It's not something that happens all the time, and certainly detecting it won't happen all the time. But with enough collisions, we should certainly be able to find the Higgs boson at the collider.
Is one of the things that you're talking about at the beginning of the Big Bang is that energy, actually, the various forms of energy, magnetism, the weak theory, which happens in the nucleus, the strong theory, that these things were all one force, and then as energy levels went down, they became they sort of went their different ways. Is it a way of trying to figure out if they actually do merge at some point close to the Big Bang?
Well, in some sense, we're trying to figure out if in some sense, the right initial conditions for that. The energies at which this unification would happen are very far away from the energies the Large Hadron Collider is operating at. However, the Large Hadron Collider has the potential to discover things associated not just with how particles acquire their mass, but why they have the mass that they do. There are exotic theories that could be an extension of space-time symmetry known as supersymmetry, even extensions of symmetries of space itself, extensions of space itself. And if these are right, these could give insights into whether the forces could unify. The first allows for better unification of the forces. If there are extra dimensions, it could actually include gravity in the unification, possibly.
All right, Elisa Randall.
That's there in the background.
She's the author of Warped Passages, Unraveling the Mysteries of the Universe's Hidden Dimensions. Elisa Randall is PhD and professor of theoretical physics at Harvard University. So, James Gillies, any sign of multi-dimensions there in Switzerland?
We're going to have to wait for a while before we see signs of multi-dimensions here in Switzerland, but it's one of the things that you never know. This machine might just give us our first insights into things like that.
Try the chocolate. It's out of this world.
Exactly. And is it running today?
It's running today, yeah. I'm looking at the screen. They've just got particles in, and they're just starting to accelerate as we speak.
All right, James Gillies, CERN spokesman and researcher, talking about the Hadron Super Collider and the possibility of multi-dimensions at the beginning of the Big Bang.